the UW Board of Regents met in an emergency meeting this week to fire the Chancellor of UW La Crosse. It's Friday, December 29th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, we'll have the details on what happened to UW La Crosse Chancellor Joe Gao. And former U.S. Senator from Wisconsin Herb Kohl has passed away at the age of 88. We'll take a look at the impact he made on the state. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
The University's of Wisconsin Board of Regents voted unanimously this week to fire the UW La Crosse Chancellor after learning that he was appearing in pornographic videos online. In a statement, UW System President Jay Rothman said system officials learned of, quote, specific conduct by Chancellor Joe Gao that harmed the university's reputation. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports Gao and his wife were producing pornography and promoting it through social media accounts. In a statement, Regents President Karen Walsh said the board was, quote, alarmed and disgusted by Gao's actions. She called them, quote, wholly and undeniably inconsistent with his role as a chancellor. Gao has led La Crosse since 2007. He had announced plans earlier this year to step down at the end of the upcoming spring semester. The UW system says Gao retains a faculty position but was placed on leave. Rothman says he filed a complaint with the university to review Gao's tenure status. UW La Crosse President Betsy Morgan has been appointed as interim chancellor. Meanwhile, the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater is giving high school students a chance to join a college class on personal finance. Margaret Faust reports the online course focuses on budgeting, credit, and investments.
Research suggests the more financial literacy a person has, the more money they save. One course in personal finance literacy is now a graduation requirement in Wisconsin. Mark Gamach teaches Personal Finance 101 at UW-Whitewater. His course is open to high school students and Whitewater students.
We tend to learn personal finance in layers, you know, as we experience life. But if I have a working knowledge or concept that kind of sticks with me, those are things that are going to serve you well in your financial life.
High school students who take the course earn college credit. Gamach said it doesn't matter a student's age, stage, or professional goal. Everyone's got to understand money. Margaret Faust, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Former U.S. Senator from Wisconsin Herb Kohl has died. The Herb Kohl Foundation reported the news this week, saying the former senator passed away at the age of 88 after a brief illness. Kohl's family owned and operated several department store chains and grocery stores under the same name. Kohl was also the owner of the Milwaukee Bucks after buying the team in 1985 to keep them in Wisconsin. When he sold the team in 2014, he pledged $100 million towards the construction of Fiserv Forum to once again keep the team from possibly leaving. Kohl was elected to the U.S. Senate four times. He served from 1989 until 2013. He also served as the chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. A healthcare company in northeastern Wisconsin is hoping a new app will help combat loneliness in the state's caregivers. Hope Kerwin has more on the program.
Lakeland Care provides managed care to older adults and adults with disabilities in the state's Medicaid program. They started offering an app to help with loneliness after seeing more people experiencing depression. PIX Health provides activities and resources as well as the chance to talk to a person in their support center. Jen Harrison is Lakeland's chief program officer.
What we discovered in doing all of this is that the caregivers who are supporting these people were saying, can I use this program? Is it okay if I sign up?
Harrison says they're now working to offer a new public version of PIX for caregivers to anyone in Wisconsin. She says it's often not easy for caregivers to admit they need help, so she hopes the app will be a resource to help people feel less alone as they take on the work of caring for a loved one. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
To promote outdoor recreation in the new year, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is organizing hikes on New Year's Day. The initiative is called First Day Hikes. 21 state properties are offering guided tours on the first day of the year. The hikes range from 1 to 3 miles, and each is led by a naturalist or local expert. Sandy Custer plans to go on the guided hike in Peninsula State Park. She says she loves the natural beauty of Wisconsin, and when her friend told her about the event, she happily agreed.
The appeal of is getting out, getting amongst nature again. It's the first of the year. Let's start the year right with going with a nice hike with the friends.
Custer said she's also excited about meeting new people who share the same love for the outdoors. Self-guided tours in the state properties are also encouraged. The hikes are free, but some require an admission sticker or trail pass. Gardeners in some parts of Wisconsin may find themselves in a new plant hardiness zone. As Bridget Bowden reports, the USDA released an updated map that gardeners can use to select which plants will be able to survive and thrive.
The new map, released in November, is the first update of plant hardiness zones since 2012. It added a new, warmer planting zone to Wisconsin along the shore of Lake Michigan and shifted some zones in the south central and northwest parts of the state. Lisa Johnson is a horticulture educator at Dane County Extension. She says the new online map is more user-friendly than the old one.
With the new map, you can go in and type in your zip code, and they will tell you right away what your zone is.
But she says gardeners who find themselves in new zones should be cautious about buying different plants. That's because the maps are based on average temperatures over time, and extreme cold weather events can still be enough to kill plants that aren't hardy enough. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up in today's Wisconsin Life episode, we'll be revisiting one of our favorite stories from 2023. It's an update on the life of a Cuban Wisconsinite who lives in La Crosse. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. This week, we're revisiting some of our favorite stories from 2023. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with an update on the life of a Cuban Wisconsinite who lives in La Crosse. He's featured on the podcast WPR Reports Uprooted.
Ernesto Rodriguez came to Wisconsin in the summer of 1980. That's after making a treacherous journey on a fishing boat from Cuba to the United States. Quickly after arriving on shore, Erne was shipped off to Fort McCoy in Sparta, Wisconsin. And it's in the military base's kitchen that he got a crash course in American food from a local cook.
One day he said, "Are you guys like macaroni and cheese? What the hell is macaroni and cheese?"
Erne has come to love mac and cheese and burgers. But as he first told us in the podcast, WPR Reports Uprooted, he also still cooks traditional Cuban food like congri and chicken fricasse. Erne has embraced life in Wisconsin, but has never let go of his Cuban roots. He's lived between two worlds, only able to walk in one of them, the U.S. He's dreamed of returning to Cuba for a visit.
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is go to my hometown, see if I recognize where I used to live, and then spend the time with my family in Florida.
Erne has been a permanent resident of the U.S. for decades, but he wasn't able to become a citizen due to paperwork issues with his Cuban birth certificate. That means he couldn't vote or get a U.S. passport to travel. That is, until fall 2023. Ernesto Rodriguez traveled to Minnesota, where he took part in a naturalization ceremony.
All right, if everybody can please raise your right hand, and you're going to repeat after me. I hereby declare...
After reciting the Pledge of Allegiance, Erne received his certificate of naturalization. He was beaming.
Yeah, American citizen. I'm happy. I'm excited. You know, it's big, big stuff.
He waited more than 40 years for this moment.
I feel released now because now I can vote. Now I can apply to be Like grow mayor?
He may be joking about running for mayor, but he's very serious about getting to vote. Erne grew up in Cuba and has only just become a U.S. citizen. He's in his mid-60s and he's never voted in an election.
In 40 years I've been here, I have a sixth president, Jimmy Carter, Reagan, Bush.
He keeps up with politics in the news, so this is a huge deal to finally be able to participate in the democratic process. As for Erne's other lifelong dream, going back to visit Cuba, now that he can actually do it, he has some mixed feelings.
The only way I can go to Cuba is the whole government thing is throw away, throw to the garbage. If Cuba be free, then I can go there.
Erne is wary of the Cuban government. He misses his family, but even his sister discourages him from visiting. It's partially because he's been speaking out against the government and communism.
Cuba, you say, I don't like Castro, and there's people watching you. And they put you in prison for no reason.
Standing proudly next to Erne is Michelle Pinzel. They've been close friends for nearly 2 decades, so this day is emotional for her, too.
It's just incredible to see how patient and how diligent Ernesto has been in all of these years.
While Erne waits to vote and thinks about visiting Cuba, he has other things he wants to tackle first as a citizen.
Enjoying my life in a great country, America. But to improve my life a little more and maybe buy a house and be the comedy. You know, stand comedy, make a joke.
But before he launches his stand-up comedy career, Erne is taking the day to celebrate. His first stop, lunch at a Cuban restaurant in the Twin Cities. His second stop, the Mall of America, so he can find a shirt or hat that features the U.S. and Cuban flags. To learn more about Erne's life in Cuba and Wisconsin, check out the podcast WPR Reports Uprooted at wpr.org/uprooted. Big thanks to Mark Rickers for recording the audio for this story in Minneapolis. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And that'll do it for this Friday. Thanks for joining us for the final edition of Wisconsin Today in 2023. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. We'll have a special edition of Wisconsin Today right here in your podcast feed on New Year's morning. All you got to do is hit subscribe. It'll show up there automatically. Until then, have a great rest of 2023 and a great start to 2024. We'll talk to you again soon.